98.3 The Coast, the best mix in the best mix in the morning show with your Coast Social Network on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And on Thursday mornings, we always talk with Danielle from St. Joe Today and find out what's going on around the area. And of course, last week was the big ice fest. Now we're starting to think about warming up with the countdown to summer. It's a great challenge for folks to win some weekly prizes. So how does that happen, Danielle?
Definitely. So we are, like you said, counting down with Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants for a chance to win some weekly prizes. So all you have to do to enter is spend $25, a one-time or cumulative purchase at any St. Joe Today member business, and you can find those at stjoetoday.com/countdown. Turn in your receipts to the Welcome Center, and you'll get an entry. So every $25 you spend equals one entry. Qualifying purchases are now through May 26th, and weekly prizes will be given away starting this week. So again, visit stjoetoday.com/countdown for more info. And this week's winner is actually Caitlin Culp. So congratulations.
Yes, very much so. Congratulations, Caitlin. You know, we are, of course, getting close to Valentine's Day. It is Sunday. You need to definitely start thinking about it if you haven't already yet. And Plank's Tavern has a chance for you to celebrate Valentine's Day. Tell me about that.
Definitely. So they've got a special menu for this weekend, and they are taking some reservations. So that space is limited, of course, but they've got a delicious menu Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that you will totally enjoy.
That sounds pretty darn awesome because the food there is always great. And the art is always great at the Box Factory for the Arts. They have a call for artists site out right now for a unique opportunity. Tell me about that.
Yeah, definitely. So right now they are accepting applications for their 2021 gallery season. So you can apply online for individual or group shows. And you have to do that by Sunday, February 14th. So you can visit boxfactoryforthearts.org for more information. But it's a great way. They're looking for regional artists to gain some exposure in a gallery setting.
And if you're looking for more great places within the Harbor Shores Resorts to have some Valentine's Day dinner, the Grill at Harbor Shores is actually going to be opening up for that, which it's not open typically this time of year. So that's super special. And folks who get involved there.
Definitely. They also have enjoying a dinner for two special menu all weekend long. So they have a few reservation times left. So they're encouraging people to get those reservations in by tomorrow.
All right. And Sister Lakes Brewing has new food and beer bundles throughout the month of February. Sounds good.
Yeah, you can grab a howler and any sandwich for $19, a growler and any three sandwiches for just $49, and then you can also add sandwiches for, I think, a $10 add-on, a howler and personal flatbread pizza for $16, and you can just call the brewery or stop in and place your order and pick it up. So they've got some really delicious food and beers, and you'll be happy with your choices.
I'm happy just thinking about it. I always get hungry after this segment, it seems. Danielle, if folks want to find more details on anything you hear here or happen to be hiding in plain sight at St. Joe Today's many channels there, how do they find you?
Definitely. You can always visit us online at stjoetoday.com, follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
As always, thanks to Danielle from St. Joe Today being on our Coast Social Network every Thursday morning here, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.